Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, tomorrow night's debate and a preview, 90 minutes starting at 9 o'clock, ABC presents the debate. KDK Radio will be carrying it live in its entirety, and a little pregame as well, warm-up, to take you right to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. That said, Kamala Harris, who spent the weekend living at the Westin William Penn downtown, will be heading out of town to Philadelphia to make her final preparations for this, what is largely believed to be the biggest opportunity for both candidates. They've never met face-to-face like this.
I understand from our reporting is that she's going to be leaving Pittsburgh out at the airport around 4:30. So for those of you on the Parkway West heading that direction, you can expect rolling closures probably any time after 3 p.m., I would imagine. You know, in a campaign that's had one crazy twist after another, I would not be at all surprised for tomorrow night's debate to be pivotal, maybe even decisive.
It'll be interesting because most of the polls are pretty well split down the middle, well within the margin of error. And Pennsylvania, southwestern Pennsylvania, continue to play a critical role. Donald Trump will be coming back September 23rd to Smithton, PA, in Westmoreland County. And Trump was on the campaign trail yesterday.
And they said just the other day, the attorney general, we are looking at Russia. And I said, oh, no, it's Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. But they don't look at China and they don't look at Iran. They look at Russia. I don't know what it is with poor Russia. This very, very. But they, you know what? Russia would have never happened if I were president. Attacking Ukraine would have never happened.
And Kamala Harris did get out in the city a couple of times. She was at a little spice store over the weekend in the Strip District, and then her and her husband took a walk yesterday out by the 171st refueling wing out near the Pittsburgh International Airport.
The polling in Pennsylvania is dead even right now, like 48-48, something around there. And then a New York Times Siena poll that surfaced over the weekend raised a few eyebrows in the polling community because it showed Trump with a 1-point lead nationally. So it's whatever big bounce a candidate would normally get after a convention didn't develop for either candidate, really, Larry.
Yeah, they're both neck and neck.
Yeah.
And again, well within the margin of error. That said, we'll keep you posted here on KDKA. And the weather is going to be a subject for a lot of people. We had this cool weekend. In fact, we have frost advisories this morning south in parts of West Virginia and Maryland. But it is going to warm up, and that won't be an issue the rest of the week. In fact, Paul, you and I talked to meteorologist Joe Lundberg last week on Friday, and he said he didn't see any significant opportunity for rain for 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the forecast right now through Sunday, and, I mean, it is a monotonous repetition of, you know, either clear or partly cloudy with highs around above 80 pretty much the rest of the week. And not even a hint of any rain. Not a bit.
I'll tell you what. I can't remember a sunnier summer in Pittsburgh.
It's okay by me.
There may have been, but I can't. And we, while we dealt with the heat, it was nowhere near a record in terms of, you know, 22 days of 90 plus. 39 was the all-time record set in 1988. But we have not been nearly as hot as many other parts of the country, too, where they've had triple digits.
I mean, to the south of us, this is a significant drought to the south of us. I would like to, and I think we'll do this in the news department later today, ask some questions, make some inquiries about sunshine, and see just how sunny it's been by comparison.
We'll check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg in our next half hour. And then a lot of people talking about this.
Only 60 yards of offense for the Falcons since halftime. And Cousins is sacked. Guess who? T.J. Watt putting an exclamation on this one.
Well, the way the second half went, that feels like a very fitting end of how this game is going to conclude. They had no answer for the Pittsburgh pass rush. T.J. Watt was a force the entire game. Had two strip sack fumbles negated for penalties.
T.J. Watt.
Awesome.
Is he special? Yeah, that was courtesy of Fox Sports. And put that one in the books, a road win and a good start for the Steelers, except we want to see some touchdowns. But you'll take the win, like Coach Tomlin said. And how about the attendance? The Steeler fans showed up to the point where if you were just listening, watching TV, close your eyes, based on play, you wouldn't know who was the home team. In fact, it seemed like the Steelers were.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Again, I'm just saying we've seen this repeated many times. And I don't know what they'll be like in Denver, but I know a lot of people are heading out there too. We got a late afternoon Sunday game on the road. Steelers won't be home till the following week. So, good start. What was your assessment?
Oh, Chris Boswell is the guy who got it done. 6 field goals, 3 of them longer than 50 yards. And then when our punter was injured, he came in and did a terrific job in spot cleanup action there.
He pretty much did it all. So between the defense and Chris Boswell, you'll take a win no matter how you get it, especially again on the road when a lot of the experts picked the Falcons to win. And we're going to talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, coming up in our 8 o'clock hour this morning because there was an injury to our punter, Cam Johnston, that looks significant. So,
one thing I also thought as I was watching the game, I kind of expected the Steelers to get more sacks than they did. The reason being that Kirk Cousins is getting up there in age and is not as mobile as he used to be. And, of course, he's coming off of a bad Achilles injury. But I'm happy that they got the sacks that they did. I mean, they took one away from T.J. Watt that was clearly not an offsides call at all.
It was timed perfectly.
And then to make matters even worse, Larry, he got the ball, came loose, and he covered the fumble.
Yeah. He's pretty good, that guy.
Yeah.
By the way, another guy coming off Achilles plays tonight, Aaron Rodgers for the New York Jets. So that's what people are talking about. We got a lot more. And Eaton Park, as a post known, is celebrating their 75th anniversary. And Paul, you know I worked as a cook for Eaton Park. I told you that when they opened the outbound Eaton Park on McKnight Road. I trained in McKee's Rocks with a breakfast serving 300 people eggs on a Sunday morning. I still have flashbacks.
Is that the smaller Eaton Park?
Yes.
The one it's there's one on one side of the road and one on the other. The smaller one is more like a diner kind of setup with
oh,
the little
mean
counters.
On McKnight Road?
Yeah.
No.
You're talking about the other one.
Yes. This
the bigger one.
Okay. Larger one outbound.
Yeah.
The smaller one's inbound.
Okay.
But I was just at Eaton Park last week.
Me too.
I had the baked cod. Did you ever have that?
It's delicious.
Nantucket cod.
It's something I would not make at home. They do a better job than I could. I mess fish up a lot. If I'm trying to bake fish, it doesn't come out flaky and moist like it does at the restaurant. It gets tough and kind of dry. I don't know why.
My go-to, though, is typically Super Burger.
Bingo. I looked at the menu. They said that when they handed me the menu, they said, this is our new fall menu. We've got some new stuff in here. And I made note of all of it and then ordered a Super Burger anyway.
Yeah, they got a fancy 75th anniversary menu. So, Aaron, have you ever been to an Eaton Park?
Oh, yeah. Love Eaton Park. In fact, their buffalo chicken salad has been like one of my favorites. I didn't even like buffalo chicken salad before having theirs.
That's a strong call right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buffalo chicken.
I tried their buffalo chicken wrap a couple times. Pretty
wow.
good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Super Burger. Every time you guys say that word, I'm like, I got to get that. What?
Super Burger.
It's super.
You know, I joked when I took a job in TV that I was, you know, a little slow maybe on the uptake for some of the waitresses that worked at Eaton Park. They're like, hey.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Lair. You going to just stare out the window or get my order?
You're like, I'm just taking in.
You know what? Maybe I'll just stare out the window and look at the clods.
You know, but one thing is for sure, Larry. After you've done that kind of work, you know how hard people work in the restaurant biz.
Right,
I have a great respect for people in that industry.
Absolutely.
Firsthand. you know, because before that, I was the baked potato frying bun man at Ponderosa. And the steak guy's got all the girls.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Not that I ever think about it. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, one of them turned out to be a prominent attorney who went to Harvard Law School named Shep. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Tomorrow night at 9, millions and millions of Americans and people around the world, for that matter, will be focused on the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. ABC is hosting in Philadelphia, and we'll carry that live here on KDK Radio. We also have, if you call it, a pregame, so to speak, Paul, for gearing up for the 9 o'clock debate. It'll last 90 minutes. And for a preview, CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Tomorrow night's debate is an opportunity for a do-over for both parties. In the first debate, President Joe Biden's performance forced him to drop out of the race. Now, with Kamala Harris in his place and locked in a tight race against Donald Trump, both sides are heading into the debate during these past few days very differently, with one side on the attack and the other seemingly trying to focus on policy. Vice President Kamala Harris took a break from debate prep for a Sunday stroll with Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff.
Are you ready, Madam Vice President?
Ready.
On Saturday, the Vice President greeted shoppers at a spice store in Pittsburgh.
We're going to be fine. We are all in this together.
Yes, we are.
Over the weekend, the Harris-Walz campaign also unveiled its policy webpage, outlining proposals on key issues such as the economy, crime, and immigration, just in time for Tuesday's high-stakes debate against former President Donald Trump.
Is anybody going to be watching?
While campaigning in Wisconsin Saturday, the former president hurled insults at Harris and President Joe Biden.
We have the dumbest leaders in the history of our country and the history of the world.
On social media, Trump also falsely claimed there was rampant cheating in the 2020 election and that there could be more in 2024, writing, quote, "When I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted, which will include long-term prison sentences." It prompted this rebuke from Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff on Sunday.
It's unhinged. It's anti-American. And guess what? We are not afraid.
The latest CBS News Battleground poll shows razor-thin margins between the two candidates in Wisconsin, as well as Pennsylvania and Michigan. The candidates are set to spend time in those and other key battleground states after Tuesday's highly anticipated debate. Tuesday night's 90-minute debate could be the only time Trump and Harris go head-to-head on the debate stage. The face-off in Philadelphia's National Constitution Center will not have a live audience, but it will have muted microphones, something Trump's campaign wanted and Harris's campaign did not.
So game on tomorrow. And again, we'll carry it live here on KDK Radio from ABC.
I'm sorry. What do you think about the audience? Will it be larger than the first debate or about the same?
Well, I think it's going to be much larger. It was around, 40 million plus, give or take, last time with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. At this time, I just think curiosity because of the intensity and, you know, the Democratic side with this new, you know, unforeseen candidate and running mate. It's got to be just pure interest to see how these two candidates do against one another.
About the report that we played, one thing that did occur to me as I was listening, I wish that the network reporters would do the fact-checking on an equal basis with the statements that are made by both candidates instead of just one. Donald Trump, by the way, will be returning to Pennsylvania. He's going to speak in Westmoreland County coming up. I think it's the Projecting America Initiative. There we go.
In Smithton.
Yeah, right. September 23rd at the... they haven't picked out the specific location yet.
And he also said he will return again, as he had mentioned before, to Butler County. That date has not been
released. No, we haven't heard a peep about that. Yeah. That was the last stop in his last presidential campaign was Butler County, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in 2020, the last public appearance he had was at the Butler County Airport. If you'll recall, it happened to be Halloween night. Remember that? They had a very large turnout.
The Halloween part I forgot, but what I do remember is there were tens of thousands that showed up for it.
I remember it was a clear night, and the reason I remember it was Halloween is because as dusk came, and then after those Marine helicopters came overhead, there were two plus Black Hawk helicopters that flew right over my house.
Oh, really? Hard to miss then.
Yeah, you couldn't miss it. Those in and of themselves are pretty impressive, and you know what's going on. It's pretty amazing when you look up and you think, okay, the President of the United States is in that helicopter,
Have
or one of the two.
Been close to Air Force One?
Never.
I can tell you that in the time that I did some coverage on during the Clinton administration and when I was in New Orleans, I would sometimes cover arrivals and departures or maybe even be in the bubble once or twice. But when you're on the tarmac and Air Force One lands and it's rolling up for a stop, man, is that impressive. It doesn't make any difference, you know, who the president is. It is so impressive. That aircraft is just awesome. I guess they're going to get a couple of new ones here before too long, the updated most recent versions of the 747. And they're spending billions of dollars to get them up to speed and all the equipment they have and security.
Well, we certainly know they've been here in Pittsburgh more than their share over the years.
My goodness.
That said, just a quick side
note. Aren't we popular?
When we were in Cincinnati with the Pitt Charter, next to our plane was the Patriots plane, which has on the tail wing six Super Bowl trophies, and it says Giant 6X Champs on the side, and it says Patriots. They have their own.
So they have their own aircraft. That's impressive.
And by the way, another side note, all three teams in the AFC North, the Steelers' opponents all lost.
Isn't that wild?
I feel so bad for Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Baltimore.
And by the way, boy, did Cleveland get their heads handed to them. Any thought you had about them being better this year is clearly out.
$250 million quarterback.
Wow.
Not good.
Excuse me. My something caught up in my throat there. So the choices were made and the recipients all know now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
And tickets are available and they're going to go fast. So go to kdkradio.com. If you would like to join us, it's actually a very uplifting night, and I'm excited to announce who the hometown heroes are. They share our 12th year of doing this, and we always look forward to it. It is really particularly uplifting, especially when you realize each and every day these people are out doing what they do without looking for anything for themselves. That's why it's so much fun to call them. And every one of them says, oh, I'm not a hero. I swear, over the years. And one of our hometown heroes from almost a decade ago, Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, who founded Phase 4 Learning, now in their 22nd year, she's headed to the Pentagon today and will be receiving one of the highest civilian honors that the military can give. And so when she comes back after this trip, we're going to have her talk about that because it's significant, and she will be a representative here in Western Pennsylvania. Only two per state are named to this, and that's not all the time. That's two, and those two in those positions stay there until, you know, they have to leave for whatever reason. I think the other gentleman is retiring, so this is a rare, rare thing to have. And a great honor. Just somebody who was one of our hometown heroes continues to give. So we're excited about it.
Long overdue recognition for people who do something not expecting any at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.